Case number 10,697, Severio and Deborah Police, west of Road 412, north of Lakeview Drive, being Lot 22, Section 1 within Lakeview Estates Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Names and addresses, please.
Severio Police, 22953 Lakeview Drive, Millsboro, Delaware.
Are you going to all speak as well, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Name and address.
Janelle McGee, 14262 Brandy Lane, Georgetown.
Okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay.
Good evening. We're asking for a variance of 2 foot 8 inches to put an addition onto the side of our home.
The pictures that are being passed around are pictures of, there's an area where there's dead grass. That is the actual size of what the addition would be, just to give you guys a feel of it.
Basically on the back side of the home, from the street side, you won't, it's barely even noticeable of the 2 foot 8 inches, if we are granted the 2 foot 8 inches.
This would be the corner that your addition would be?
Yes, sir. The back corner.
Yes. Okay, I didn't see the dead grass. Okay.
I had gotten into you. I didn't want to touch you. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman, do you have any questions? Okay. Mr. Ratzi?
Not right now.
Mr. Mill?
Yes, we gave you time to prepare to come back and address the standards for granting variance. Can you do that for us?
I hope we do a better job than last time.
Sure you will.
Well, the first question or uniqueness is there a unique circumstance or conditions such as irregularity, narrowness, or shallowness of the lot, shape, or exceptional topographical or other physical condition? Yes, there is. The property, the way it's laid out, the house was positioned when it was originally built before they bought the property. The side setback that they're asking for the variance on was 15 feet from the side boundary, which is the actual setback. So what they're asking for is 2 feet 8 inches into that 15-foot boundary. And then is there an acceptable practical practical difficulty. Yes, the house was originally located 15 feet from the side boundary, therefore it doesn't give them any room to add on further without encroaching into that setback. And possibility of development. The property, the existing home is in conformity with the zoning ordinances. However, the variance is being sought for a room addition to the home because of its current location being so close to the side boundary. It's the reason for requesting the variance. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property because to build the size room that they need, which is the, what are the dimensions of the room?
It'd be 13.8 by 24.
And 13 would be the width of the room, and the length going back to the lake would be the 24. So they've chosen the smallest square footage that they can come up with. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? No, it was not, because the house was already placed on that at that position when they bought the property. Effect on the surroundings. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The variance is, will it substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of adjacent property? No, the adjacent property is also an existing home site, and the variance is only needed to be 2 feet, 8 inches into the existing setback, which would in no way encumber any piece of the adjacent property next to that side of the yard. Property across the street, the only thing it might be, I believe there's been some opposition by neighbors about the view being blocked. I think there was a letter read last time.
There's not even a house there.
Right, there's no house there at this point.
Mrs. Simmons, the lady that was here that spoke, the letter that was sent in that you read was her daughter.
Who owns the properties across
the
street.
Who owns the property across the street that's just a wooded area. I also brought pictures of Mrs. Simmons' house, who has a double lot, mm-hmm. and she was referring to the view. But her house blocks more of the view than my house.
She has a fence that extends out from the house that actually blocks the view from the lots across the street also.
As far as the Civic Association, there are no restrictions in the development. It's a Melvin Joseph development. They were never recorded with the county, so therefore they hold no power. I am a board member of the Civic Association, and it's just common knowledge that they were never recorded. When I filed for this variance, I asked that question. They said if they were never filed, then they're not of no value.
Okay. And the variance will not be detrimental to the public welfare. It'll in no way be detrimental to the public in any way. And it represents the least modification possible of the regulations at issue because the setback is 15 feet. It's only 2 feet, 8 inches, which still allows a 12-foot, 4-inch setback from the side yard. And the variance is necessary to afford relief in order to build the proposed addition. They would need the 2 feet, 8 inches. The variance represents the least modification possible of the regulations at issue, which is a repeat of the question, the first question.
Thank you.
Said you had pictures of the oppositions?
Yes. When you look at the house and her garage in relation, there's all, you got to look at it a little hard, but there is a white fence. It's a, she has an in-ground pool that's partially in-ground, partially above ground. That has, I've lived on this property for approximately 7 years. It has never been maintained. It's a pool that just sits there and collects leaves and bugs. I can say a lot more, but I better keep my mouth shut.
The variance request is on the opposite lot side.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
From her side of her property, you will not even be able to see this addition.
Okay. So her property is on the other side of your property?
Correct.
And her daughter's across the street.
On a lot that's for sale. And they're trying to use the lake view as a selling point. If they wanted lake view, then they should have bought on the other side of the road.
That'd be lakefront.
Yeah, there you go.
Much better than the last time. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's difficult.
It's tough.
And the burden, you have a burden, but we too have one in that, you know, we have to be convinced that you meet those standards.
So. I've done a little research. I know what you're under right now.
I can speak for other members. It's not as much fun as it once was.
I'm sure.
Mr. Callaway and I started on this board 18 years ago, and it was a much friendlier place to be.
That's what I understand.
It is. Okay, gentlemen. Any further questions? Steve?
No, sir.
Yes.
Okay. Hearing them. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three, four, five. Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Just keep in mind, gentlemen, this is kind of new, these double hearings, but just remember that you have to consider everything from both sessions, not just the one tonight.
Right.
Whatever notes you took the first time have to go into effect as well.
Thank you.
Because, Mr. Chairman, if it suits the other members, I'd make a motion that we table case number 10,697 so that we can further consider it until our next regular meeting.
Anyone have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we table case number 10,697 until our next regular meeting so that we may have time to review both of these.
That would be until November 1.
November
1? That's what you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case will be tabled until our next regular meeting, which is November 1st.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.